This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. It's been an unusual summer weather-wise. Frequent bouts of rain and cooler weather than normal. Kind of strange and perhaps annoying for recreational plans, but more seriously problematic for farmers. Joining us now with an update on how crops are doing this summer is Kirsten Workman, outreach agronomist with UVM Extension's Middlebury office. She spends most of her time out in the fields working with farmers. Kirsten, it's nice to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So we know it's been rainy and cool with lots of rain early this summer and then not a lot of drying out even as the summer has progressed. What does that actually mean, though, for farmers?
Well, it definitely means a challenging cropping season. Regardless of the crop you're growing, just getting out and having days suitable for field work has been a challenge, mostly both in terms of volume of rain and just having wet soils, but also just the sheer numbers of days of rain has just a lot of time to dry out.
I mean, you know, you need rain, obviously, so why is it so problematic to have had so many days of rain that don't allow us that drying out?
Right. So part of it is about, like, field conditions, and wet soil makes it difficult to do things. So getting out and planting, getting out and harvesting, doing weed management, you know, nutrient applications, all of those things get limited when you have saturated conditions and just multiple days of rain where things stay wet. So that's part of it. And you know, we also have had, you know, some issues with flash flooding and things like that, and just looking at, you know, depending on where you are in the state, you may be pretty close to normal rainfall, but you may be over by 5 or 10 or more inches of rain for the season where we would typically be by this time in a normal year.
So it's really uneven across the state in what the conditions are?
Well, I mean, I live in Richmond. I drove from Richmond down to Danby this morning and saw everything from, you know, a disaster to things look great. So, yeah, I think it just depends on where you are and what's happened and timing. It's quite variable is what I'm seeing across. You know, I work in mainly the Champlain Valley, and you can see variability from farm to farm. You can see variability from field to field within a farm, and I'm even seeing variability in an individual field. If you're in a wetter part of the field or a drier part of the field and seeing everything of, you know, perfect looks great to, you know, total crop loss all in the same field even. So,
is that unusual? I mean, we know that fields have dips and, you know, different drainage in different parts of it, so there must be some of that every year, but this is worse than normal?
Yeah, there is some of that every year, and usually you can kind of get caught up, and so, when things don't stay saturated for too long, crops can kind of, whether it's a grass plant or a vegetable plant or a corn plant, you can kind of, you know, it can even itself out, but when we see this continued rainfall and continued colder weather, that's when those things get sort of exaggerated a little bit, and you really see those differences.
And one of the things I think, you know, that certainly is well known to anybody who's doing agriculture, but maybe doesn't occur all the time to us to think about, is that even when, you know, something like your hay crop itself is dry, you know, it's been a day or two of nice dry weather and all of the leafy green stuff is dry. One of the problems that people are having is that just getting their equipment into the fields is a problem, because even if the hay is dry, the fields might be wet, and that
exactly.
can really dig up your fields.
Yeah, so if you have a hay field and you drive a piece of equipment out there that leaves big giant ruts, what that means for your next harvest is some definite impacts on yield and quality and just general, you know, you don't want to rip up your field trying to get your crop off of it. And we're seeing that, too, both in any kind of field operations. If you're going out there to do, if you're in vegetables, you're cultivating, or if you're in hay harvesting or putting on manure or other nutrients, all of that is, you know, when your soil is saturated, it becomes a pretty tricky situation.
So given what we've been talking about with this variability, is there an easy way to put a number or an idea on how bad it is overall this year?
Well, I mean, if we talk about, like sweet corn, I think people probably notice it's not out yet in a lot of places, so we're late, so things are late, and that's kind of the general consensus. There are some parts, so in Addison County, we've been hit pretty hard. There are some farms who maybe only got a third of their corn planted. There are other farms where maybe they got it all planted and a third of it got flooded or didn't come up because of wet weather. And so then I look a lot at the National Agricultural Statistics Service data. They do a crop progress report every week. And so this, to give you an idea, we're still trying to finish first cut hay, which would normally be done well by now. And on second cutting hay this week, we're estimating 38% of that second cut has come off, where last year this time almost 70% had come off.
Wow.
Same with sweet corn. About 13% of the sweet corn has been harvested, where last year this time it was about 25%. So that gives you a little bit of the idea of where we're at.
Well, and I know sweet corn is really secondary to this conversation because there's feed corn, there are all these other crops as well, but so many of us wait with watering mouths for this really short and amazing sweet corn season every year. So
yep.
Are we just going to be disappointed this year?
Well, you'll still get some. It will definitely be late, and it will probably be a shorter season. So get it when it comes out in those farm stands, man. Load up and do your freezing and take advantage of it while we get the chance, for sure.
What about the knock-on effects, though, for farmers and for the other things that they're relying on these crops to do, like feed animals?
Yeah.
What happens to the animals going into the fall? What happens to the farmers?
Yeah, so the biggest thing we're seeing beyond just plain not having enough forage to feed your animals is the quality. So if you get a late harvested hay crop, you see really decreased quality, so lower protein. It's not as digestible. It's just not as high value for the cows or other livestock you're trying to feed, so they won't make as good or as much milk or meat. And then also, when you go to actually store it, if it's not the right moisture, that causes issues to keep it high quality going through the winter and into next spring. Same with corn silage. Because so much of it was planted late, we'll also see decreases in starch, but actually higher moisture content, which makes it harder to store that feed going through. We're also seeing pretty major nutrient deficiencies in the fields just from the sheer quantity and consistency of rain. And then we've had a few pests and other things. I think the animals are actually pretty happy with this kind of weather. They don't like to be hot, but the farmers are a bit challenged for sure.
That's Kirsten Workman, an outreach agronomist with UVM Extension's Middlebury office, letting us know about crops this year and the knock-on effects going into the fall and even on into the next spring. Kirsten, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure.